The Sioux College Waterfront Adventure Center opens for its first full summer season on Tuesday, says Waterfront and Recreation Supervisor Phil Ditbrunner. Stand-up paddleboards, kayaks, and even the rescue boat seem to almost be eager to get out on the water after not a lot of use since the center opened after extensive remodeling in 2019. It closed for the season in the fall of 2019 and COVID kept it closed for the summer 2020 season. In the summer of 2021, it opened to limited usage under strict COVID safety guidelines, and Ditbrunner said it was very well received by students and other members as well. We had some international students come out and learn to kayak and stand up paddleboard, Ditbrunner said. There was a lot of laughing, happy people coming off the water when it was all done for the day. While the center is free to use for Sioux College students, memberships are also available to the general public and there are drop-in rates for the facilities as well. The center has tennis, pickleball and beach volleyball courts available for members and students or at hourly rental rates. Watercraft such as stand-up paddleboards, kayaks and canoes are also available for members to use or for rent by the hour or for a half day. New this year will be bicycle rentals. Currently, one bike is at the center with another 5 expected to be available for pickup soon. Also new this year will be Beach Volleyball League competition with 8 teams signed up so far, and morning fitness classes being held outside on the patio. We got a very good response to beach volleyball and are expecting more teams to sign up, Ditbrunner said. Also on site at the Waterfront Adventure Center is a licensed, eat-in dining area with a fantastic view of the river. Currently, seating is only available inside, but once the umbrellas and tables are delivered, there will be room for another 100 people to sit outside and enjoy a bite to eat when they aren't bicycling, playing on the courts or on the water. We also have a partnership with the Marconi Hall for food, Ditbrunner said. If people call ahead or order when they get here, we can have the food they order here and ready for them when they come in off the courts or the water. The former RYTAC Center was bequeathed to the college by the Dr. Lou and May Lukenda Charitable Foundation, and its remodeling and renovations were paid for in part by generous donations from supporters. We're always looking for more support, says Ditbrunner. We're looking at getting a fundraising campaign going later this summer. He said they are looking at repairs and upgrades that would be needed to open another tennis court at the center.